Good morning, world. Welcome to part two of my podcast. You're talking to Kato Gutle, and today I have something that is purging in my spirit, and that is forgiveness. Listen, forgiveness is not the easiest gift to offer oneself. Now, I call it a gift that you offer to yourself because it liberates you and not necessarily the other person. The moment we all understand that the forgiving part is all about yourself and not the next person, I believe it makes the whole process a lot easier. This would make it easier for you to forgive even those that have not even asked you for forgiveness before. Forgiveness has nothing to do with the other party that hurt you, but it has everything to do with you liberating yourself, allowing yourself to let go of the prison bars that you've kept yourself in because you feel entitled to feel all the negative feelings that you've been holding on to. But let me tell you something today. Forgive, let go, and release. This has nothing to do with the other party, but it ensures that you leave in a more liberated manner and you're able to love the next person freely. Forgiveness is poisonous. It saps you of all the joy that you have to feel. It takes away all the greatness of today because you have kept yourself a prisoner to yesterday. It is so sad to think that the way you're harboring unforgiveness, you'd expect the person that you're holding on to feel it too. Unfortunately, they don't. There they are cruising in their life while you are kept prisoner to your own fears. Forgiveness is part of fear. That is you being scared to let go of the negative feelings because you feel that if you let go, you will get hurt again. I'm here to liberate you today. Forgive somebody. Forgive them completely. It is not about them. It's everything to do with you. You're not forgiving for them. You're forgiving for you. Let go, sis. Let go, brother. Let go. It has nothing to do with them, but everything to do with you. The moment you release, the moment you let go, you will begin to have the ability to love those that are there and to enjoy and savor every moment of your day because you have chosen to be free. Stop holding yourself a prisoner to yesterday because yesterday is already gone and you'll never capture it again. But this moment right here, now that's a gift. Gift yourself forgiveness today. Gift yourself the gift that truly gives and that is liberating your spirit, your body, your soul, and your mind. You deserve to forgive. Now go ahead, forgive them. Now a little exercise to help you there. You can write a letter to whoever it is that you want to forgive. Write it out. Let your feelings flow and let everything that you're feeling inside be liberated from you from pen to paper. And once you're done, you can burn it or you can throw it away. Or you can keep it because forgiveness is a process. It won't happen overnight. It won't happen in a month. Some of the traumatic experiences that we're holding on to are decades ago, but they still haunt us and they still hurt us. But this is something that you're going to have to learn to do over and over and over again. There'll be moments where you'll have to forgive yourself. Now that's going to be the hardest to do because you have to face yourself every single day. Forgive yourself all the time. Start again if you mask every morning and say, Kato Gutle, I forgive you for. And the moment you start pinning down all those thoughts and those emotions, they get out of your system, they liberate you, and you're able to start again. Don't be too hard on yourself. I need to remind you again, forgiveness is a process. It will always come back to haunt you, trying to capture you again into a prison. Don't allow it. Always release. When it comes, forgive again. It's going to be something that you have to do over and over and over again. But there is power in you releasing the negative and toxic emotions that have kept you captured in your own mind. I love you. Have a blessed week. Enjoy.